Oscar Dansler, I'm the custodian at Duke Chapel. I started here in 1997. Coming up 18 years. I clean, I dust, I straighten chairs, and I greet people as they come into Duke Chapel. My first day, it was like yesterday. My supervisor walked me in. We came down the long walkway, and Miller Wade, she got an emergency beat, and she said, "Well, Oscar, I'll be back to show you what to do in the chapel." Well, she got tied up. The next time I saw her was the end of the day, but you know what? I figured it all out by myself what I had to do in here. It was about 2 years ago when Kyrie Irving came out as a potential student. I had to make Coach K walk down those. How many steps y'all say it is? 279 steps from the top to the tower? Because we all know, you know, he got this hip problem and all. And I was so reluctant to turn to him and say, "Well, Coach K, we got to do the stairs." But Oscar, he's a troop. I say, "I'll put one coach in front of you and one behind you. And we don't make it down." It took about 45 minutes, but we made it back to the bottom. I don't know who was suffering the most, me or Coach K.
What's your favorite part?
Students. Just being around the students. They wouldn't need none of us out here if y'all weren't out here. And the students, they from all over the world. You know, once you get to know them, I don't care if they dead or own half of the world. Once they get in this atmosphere here, they just like every other student. They get that stage fright just like any other student when they still put on Duke campus. They need somebody to lead them on. I take credit. I'm just that person. That's one thing. The hardest part of me was to get the confidence of the student. And that means you got to carry yourself in a special way every day. They got to see that sincerity about you, that you just ain't talking to them, or you're not just every morning waiting out there to say hello to them. It's real. There's nothing phony about it. And there's nothing phony about me. That's for sure. I asked them, "Do you want priest or minister?" Most of them don't say no. Because some of them never came through the front door of the chapel until this certain moment in their life that they feel they need to come in and pray or be stretched out. If she's crying, I can't do my work and she's back there crying. So I'll go back, I say, "This better not be about a knucklehead." And that's just what she's doing. See the smile on your face? That's what I was trying to do to break that stress. And then she don't tell me about it. And the very next day they come in here, "Thank you, Oscar." It just makes my day. It makes me feel better, just as good as they do. Sometimes I feel like my back ain't gonna survive off in the heavy hugs I be getting after the statement. I've got students I've known 15 years ago. We still keep up with each other on Facebook. And that's the ultimate. Man, some days I just look at myself, "Look at you, Oscar." You know, if everybody could have days like me, hey, this is 8:30 in the morning, and I'm just as happy as a log, simply because I'm sitting in front, you're sitting in front of me interviewing me. One of my babies is interviewing me this morning. I wouldn't take nothing else for what I do. I take great pride simply because my mother raised seven of us. She cleaned the hotel rooms. And let me tell you, I never wanted in my life. My mom always made it happen. We were the Patches family. And you're probably too young to remember that famous song that came out, "Patches, I'm thinking about you," and whatever. I can't say enough about it, because every day when I open my mailbox, there's bills in there. Bills have to be paid. I stick my head proudly. I don't bite my tongue when somebody say, "What you do?" I'm a housekeeper. I clean. That's my job. And it's simple as that. I'm the best custodian yet that Duke University has.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you say that?
I'm the best. You got to remember, you're always number one. That's why when you asked me earlier, I tell you, I'm the number one. Actually, I'm the number one in the world because I could walk out to the bus stop on West Campus and everybody called me by my first name. That's the ultimate respect you can get in life. Just letting all my babies know I'm not going nowhere soon. I'll still be at Duke Chapel. Come over and see me.